Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So car makers are very happy today after the president's announcement on emissions, and that's great news. And Josh Shapiro going after Kamala Harris. Love it. Give me more of that. I'll take that every day. I love Democrat infighting. It's fantastic. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. In fact, the Pennsylvania governor and future presidential candidate saying she's trying to sell books and cover her blank. Ass. I don't know if kids are around or not, but cover her butt. But the A word said that's what Josh Shapiro said. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a contender for the Democrat presidential nominations. Kamala Harris veep stakes said, according to Alberta, who profiled Shapiro for The Atlantic, he did not take it especially well after the journalist informed him that Harris had fired some shots at him in her campaign memoir, which nobody read. What she said was the following, quote, "The man I observed over the next several minutes was unrecognizable. Gone was his equilibrium. He moved between outrage and exasperation as I relayed the excerpts. Harris had accused him, in essence, of measuring the drapes, even inquiring about featuring Pennsylvania artists in the vice presidential residence. He insisted that he would want to be in the room for every decision Harris might make, and more generally of hijacking the conversation when she interviewed him for the job, to the point where she reminded him that he would not be co-president." She wrote that in her book, the governor said in response to the claim concerning the residence's art. "That's complete and utter BS. I can tell you that her accounts are just blatant lies," Shapiro said. What seemed to bother Shapiro more than any other detail was Harris portraying him in ways consistent with the whispers that had dogged him throughout the vetting process and throughout his career, that he was selfish, petty, and monomaniacally ambitious. Monomaniacally ambitious. There's no way Kamala Harris said that word herself. No way, I can tell you that. There's no chance. All the vodka in the world, no chance, she says, monomaniacally. Given that they've known each other over a long time, 20 years, Shapiro said with a groan. And then the reporter said, "Do you feel betrayed?" And Shapiro said, "I mean, she's trying to sell books and cover her ass." I shouldn't say cover her ass. I think that's not appropriate. That's a quote. That's a quote from the governor of Pennsylvania. In the book, 107 Days, that no one read, Harris wrote that Shapiro was guilty of peppering her and her staff with questions, as well as a lack of discretion. I'll tell you what that's about. You want to know what that's about? He didn't want her to pick him. See, Shapiro knew that she was a loser, and Shapiro knew that she was going down, and Shapiro did not want to get picked to be her running mate, because how do you say no to that? You don't say no. It's very difficult to say no. So I think he went in there. I mean, I have no doubt the guy has a massive ego, and I'm probably sure that he literally was thinking about him being co-president, but I think he was also doing that because he didn't want to be on the ticket. I mean, it was going to be a disaster, and it would have brought him down. But how do you get out of that? How do you artfully handle that without making people upset? Well, you turn it around so that she doesn't pick you. And then you turn around and you can say, all right, well, you know what? Because if she had offered him the job, he would have had to take it. He would have had to do his party, the service. He would have had to do the Democrat Party. And, you know, I mean, yeah, remember Sherelle Parker, the mayor of Philadelphia, right before the pick was announced, she was going on about how Josh Shapiro was going to be the VP. And that video came out, and I said, ah, I'm not buying this. I don't believe this for a second. I think this is more of a, I think that it was very obvious that she was leaning heavily towards Shapiro because he's the governor of Pennsylvania. You had to win PA. The biggest red flag was the fact that he's Jewish, and you have so many people within the Democrat Party who are anti-Israel, they're anti-Jew. They're particularly in Michigan, another must-win state. But I still think he would have brought a lot to the table for Kamala Harris, a lot to the table. I said the day that he wasn't picked, I breathed a huge sigh of relief that he was not picked to be her running mate. Huge. That doesn't change the fact, though, that he didn't want the job because he knew that she was a disaster. I don't think him being on the ticket changed anything. I think he still would have lost. They still would have lost. Well, I was happy that he wasn't picked. I was thrilled because it would have been harder. I still think Trump won. Would have won PA. I don't think it would have changed that. But I was very, very happy that day that it was Tim Walz who was announced because he would bring nothing to the ticket in a state that she was going to win anyway. And it turned out he actually caused more damage to that ticket than you could have ever imagined. And the whole scandal that's still coming out around the fraud, and that's just, we're just beginning to peel back the layers of that onion. But in terms of Josh Shapiro, this is a young guy who's very ambitious. He's running in 2028. If he had been on that ticket, he would have had to wear that Kamala Harris. Because one could make an argument. Well, yeah, but if you run, if you're the pick, people would know who you were. You'd get national exposure and then everything else. But the biggest problem for him, I think, would have been twofold. The Israel issue. And number two would have been her past comments on fracking. She would have picked him based on the idea that he's this governor of a state that has fracking and it's very important to the economy, but he'd have to try to spin her past statements on the issue. He did a very poor job of doing that during the campaign. He'd have to clean up her word salads. It would be a mess. And I think he read the tea leaves. And that is that Donald Trump was going to do incredibly well in Pennsylvania. And he doesn't want to be running against Trump. He doesn't have to run against Trump. If he had been the VP, though, he would have. I mean, he can take shots at Trump, and he does. He can take shots at Trump all the time, but that's different than if you're the guy who has to be on the ticket running against Donald Trump. That's a career killer for him in Pennsylvania. Because let's face it, Trump is very well liked in Pennsylvania. He won the state. It's why John Fetterman has been being nice to him. It's why Dave McCormick won the U.S. Senate race. And for Shapiro, staying out of that was the smartest political move he could possibly make. But the only way out of it was to make sure that he wasn't picked. It's kind of like you want to get out of a relationship, but you want to make it. It's not you. It's not you. It's me kind of a thing. It was like that. It was very much that. George Costanza. You're giving me, it's not you, it's me. I invented, it's not you, it's me. It's a great line. But that's exactly what Shapiro's strategy was all about. It's not you, it's me. I've got a massive ego. I want to be the co-president. I want to step all over your toes. And she's insecure, and so she didn't pick him, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it was going to be. So there you go. The other thing, too, that I was thinking about is Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom, who's also running for president in 2028, Halle Berry, the actress, bashing Gavin Newsom at a New York Times summit, saying he should not be our next president of the United States of America. Oh, we will get into the pipe bombing thing too. I won't. Don't worry. We'll talk about that again. If you're just joining us, I'll get into more details about it. But they arrested this guy, who they say is the suspect in the pipe bombing case in 2021. I have serious doubts about this. I'm not trying to blame Patel, Bongino, or Pam Bondi here for anything. I'm just simply saying something about this does not sit right. I have more questions than I have answers, and I will get back into that, don't worry, as the show goes on today. But here's Halle Berry. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Hey, your dental benefits might be expiring at the end of the year. Go see Dr. Mike. Find out just exactly what they can do for you when it comes to your dental benefits and how they can help you, all right? VeneriaDental.com. Cut 19.
Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill, not one, but 2 years in a row. But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either.
Oh.
Just saying.
Oh, snap. Bam. Wow. Sean Davis of The Federalist saying, based on the volume and type of evidence about the pipe bomber contained in the affidavit, it is inconceivable that the FBI didn't know who the pipe bomber was back in 2021. Looks a heck of a lot like a corrupt FBI, and corrupt FBI agents knew for years who the bomber was, but went out of their way to confuse the investigation so they could refuse to make a definitive identification. And that goes a very long way toward explaining the latest anonymous FBI agent operation against Agent Dan Bongino and Cash Patel. Bongino and Patel removed the corrupt agents, reviewed the evidence, and swiftly identified and arrested the subject once and for all. Once all the corrupt obstructors were out of the way. The affidavit, the FBI has identified one bank checking account and six credit cards used by Cole. The FBI... The checking account and three credit cards for the time period of January 2018 to January 2021. Three additional credit cards are obtained for the time periods of January 18 to November 2025. The FBI reviewed these accounts during 2019 and 2020. Cole purchased multiple items consistent with the components that were used to manufacture pipe bombs placed at the RNC and the DNC. Cole used the accounts to purchase these items from physical retail locations in Northern Virginia, as described in more detail below. Provider records show that Cole's cell phone connected with provider cell phone towers consistent with the cell phone in the area of the RNC and the DNC on January 5th. But again, we know he was there. It's not a question of that. We know that the guy was in the area, so that's not surprising. But the cell phone was pinging on the night of January 5th, 2021 in that area at the time. So they were able to approximate his location. So again, even it was either an entire cover up by very corrupt people at the FBI. Then the question becomes, what about it? You know what I mean? What about it? Well, then the other question becomes, what if it's not the guy? You know? I'm just saying, this is really bad. This is a clip Julie Kelly posted as to why Chris Wray's FBI directed the pipe bomb investigation the way that they did, if the reports tying Brian Cole to Antifa are accurate. And again, that's the initial report. This guy's an anarchist, Antifa, place these pipe bombs, trying to frame the Republicans, trying to frame MAGA, trying to frame Donald Trump. I'm just saying, though, that if that was what this was all about, then why didn't they do a bigger deal about it the day of? And it probably was just that. And that's why they didn't panic more about the vice president of the United States, vice president-elect, being at the DNC at the time, because they kind of knew that it was all a fugazi. But if you really want to start panic and scare everybody, well, what you really do is you turn around and you basically do a full-on lockdown of the city. And that didn't happen. So that's the only part of this that just, I don't know, doesn't make a lot of sense here. But they have to pin this on somebody, no doubt about that. Pat Leahy, a Vermont Democrat senator, said this in March of 2021. Take a listen.
And I understand from your testimony previously that you did not see Antifa or left-wing groups playing a significant role in the January 6th insurrection.
Certainly, while we're equal opportunity in looking for violent extremism of any ideology, we have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa In connection with the 6th. That doesn't mean we're not looking, and we'll continue to look, but at the moment, we have not seen that.
All right. Now, if this guy is buying all these materials all these years and everything like this prior to, has his cell phone the night of, all these things, and all his data is there, and they have all this, and they just sit on it for years and years, then that becomes one of the greatest political cover-ups in law enforcement history. There's no question about that. But also, a lot of this seems to be very coming together almost too simply, right? I mean, a lot of these things to make homemade explosives people buy all the time. It's not necessarily that the guy was buying plutonium from terrorists at the mall, the Twin Pines Mall. Back to the Future. But I'm just making that point. A lot of this seems to be coming together very, very cleanly all of a sudden after all these years. So it's either A, they knew this all along, in which case then they knew he was Antifa and they knew he was an anarchist and they didn't want to bring it up. So that's a great cover up right there. Or B, this isn't the guy. And all these things that point to him being the guy doesn't necessarily make him the guy, but they have to have somebody be the guy, and so let him be the guy because they, I don't know. It's, let's just hope he survives in jail. That's all I can say as we learn more about Brian Cole and we learn more about him. Oh, and Carrie Marie has an answer for us on the Munchkin. She says, the Munchkin in Oz is a large bird in the background, and they tried to stunt Dorothy's growth because she was in puberty and getting tatas, which was a no-no. According to Carrie Marie. Tatas. Thank you for that, Carrie. Now, my buddy Brian Glass, my Marvel and DC advisor, says it was no little person. It was a sandbag weight that are used on stages to counterbalance backdrops. So there was no little person who took their life, as was the Great Wives Tale. It was, in fact, a sandbag weight used on stages to counterbalance backdrops. Look at that, huh? So there you go. Anyone on the YouTube chat have anything interesting to say about the Wizard of Oz? No? Nothing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nothing?
Nah, no one cares. Anglemush.
Well, I thought it was an interesting topic of conversation. I never knew if it was real or not.
Is Road Warrior buying this? I'm curious if Road Warrior believes this story from the FBI.
Justin,
what does he say?
Any update there?
I haven't seen anything from Road Warrior, but I'm sure now that we've mentioned him by name, we will get a detailed response momentarily.
See, Mangle Mush asks a good question. How does he drop off a pipe bomb the night before with a one-hour timer? And the first lady to report it said it had 20 minutes left on the timer. Road Warrior said it was a 12-hour clock. So more than 12 hours expired before discovery of the pipe bombs. So, and he's saying the reason why there wasn't a bigger response is because they knew the device was inert. Yeah, but I think the larger question is, was that, and this I think is kind of the standard thing I would think of, is the first question that really you should think of in that sense is, are these pipe bombs a distraction for something bigger? Not that they're necessarily the thing, but they're the thing that is meant to distract everybody from the bigger thing. And in a post 9/11 world, I'm just surprised by the fact that they did not take more of that kind of an approach. So, and that's why it's very possible that they knew that this was nothing. So, you know, we have another clip of the FBI director, Kash Patel, right? Or is this Bongino, Matt? What's the one that we have?
I think the Bongino one was the last one that we added.
Okay, so here's FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino. Take a listen.
We've been working on for a very long time. We deeply appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. Attorney General and Director, I appreciate it. Folks, this is what it's like when you work for a president who tells you to go get the bad guys and stop focusing on other extraneous things not related to law enforcement. This is what happens. We had a great team. I know it's said a lot in this business. It was a team effort. It becomes cliche, but cliches are useful for a reason because they matter. And this was a team effort. The director and the attorney general emphasized that it was not a new public tip this came from. This was our internal work at the FBI. And I.
Now, a buddy of mine in law enforcement, who knows explosives quite well, says it was not a 12-hour clock. One-hour kitchen timers. And there are the photos to prove that as well. Well, if that's the case, then you're talking about pipe bombs that are left the night before with kitchen timers on them. And then the woman who discovers them says that there's 20 minutes left on them. So that means then who set them is the question. And that's a question that Julie Kelly's been asking, too, on this situation. And asking the question of, all right, well, if they're placed the night before, then how is it that the timer, if they're not 12-hour timers, then how is it then that they're activated? Who activates them? How does that happen? How does that work? Look, again, I'm just simply saying there's a lot here that doesn't add up to this, but it's very obvious, though, that if this guy is the guy, then what you're saying here is that he was Antifa, he was a left-wing radical, and that exposing that would absolutely undermine the idea that this was the worst day in American history because of MAGA and the greatest attack on American democracy since Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and blah, 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 blah. And then it also goes to the point that I've been making for several years now, which is, okay, what about Ray Epps? What about the gallows? What about all the things? What about the fact that the National Guard was not called in by the Speaker of the House? How the head of the Capitol Police blamed Nancy Pelosi? The sergeant at arms blamed Nancy Pelosi? All these people blamed her. It was almost as if, and I've said this before, like they wanted there to be chaos. And then you got to wonder how many people were there to fuel chaos that day. And the fuel, all that. I mean, if you've got a guy on tape like Ray Epps saying, tomorrow we go in the Capitol, we go in the Capitol, not we go to the Capitol, we go in the Capitol, in the Capitol. And then the day of, on January 6th, he doesn't go in, but he's telling other people to go in. He's ushering people in. And then that guy becomes this victim who they do profiles on in the media about how poor Ray Epps is the victim of all these right-wing conspiracy theories and everything else. You know, it's also possible, too, that people are pinning this on Brian Cole, and those people are not named Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi, but they're pinning it on him because it undermines it. It's shining a light on him and not shining a light on maybe other actors who were involved that day in this. In which case, then this guy may not be long for this world. Again, I'm not here to say that Patel, Bongino, and Bondi are engaged in some sort of a cover-up. I'm just simply saying that there's a lot of this that just simply does not add up. And I just have a hard time believing that they had all this information on this guy for years and there were no leaks. When Washington leaks like a sieve, everything in that town leaks like a sieve. There's nothing. You can't keep a secret about anything. So you're telling me that there's nobody at the FBI all these years who says we've got the guy and they're just covering it up. They're sitting on it. Nobody. There's not a single ambitious career person at the FBI who wants to be. Nobody wants to write a book. Nobody wants to go on TV. Nobody wants to be famous. Nobody wants to take down the director. Nobody wants to get in the good graces with the Republicans. I don't know. I just that doesn't make much sense to me either. They leak like a sieve in that town. Everything leaks. Look, my whole thesis on this video the Democrats put out saying defy an illegal order, which comes out conveniently right before this story comes out about the drug boat, which was blown up back in September, and these two survivors who were desperately clinging on for their lives to the back of the boat, even though that story is now being debunked. But these things are always set up in such a way. And that's because people at the Pentagon were leaking to people about the fact that this drug boat was blown up. So there's all these leaks. You're telling me that there were no leaks in the FBI about the fact that they had basically the guy and all this information that was just sitting there? That doesn't add up either. I wouldn't doubt that Chris Ray is trying to cover that, would have been trying to cover this up. I just have a hard time believing there wouldn't be anybody there who would leak that information. So that's what I'm saying here. And yeah, and why didn't Navy Prepper makes a great point. Why didn't Kamala make a scene about almost being the first vice president blown up by MAGA, right? So yeah, it's she barely talks about it. She references it, I think, one time in her book. Again, I didn't read it. Nobody did. But from what I'm told, references it once. You never heard her talk about it all those years, about how she was almost blown up by MAGA. When Joe Biden came and gave his hell-soaked hell speech in front of the Independence Hall about MAGA, you remember when it was all draped in red and he was going, why didn't he talk about how people Washington, D.C. was almost blown up that day by MAGA and MAGA extremists? The January 6th committee barely talked about it. There's only five references to the pipe bombs in the book. So or in their final report, barely comes up during the time of the investigation. Grandmas get arrested for using the bathroom. But so then you have to conclude it's either A, then yeah, that they knew who this guy was and they knew this guy was Antifa lunatic. And then, but that then shows that there was a larger effort at play here to make everybody believe that there was violence that MAGA was doing and MAGA was perpetrating. So then we got to get more answers. And it's just not as simple. It's just one guy just dropping these things, because the conclusion that you would reach early on, if you believed it really was MAGA, was you'd go and arrest the guy and then you'd find out, oh, it wasn't MAGA. Oops. But if you know who he is and you know he's not MAGA, you know he's Antifa, you know that he's, if he really is, then there's a reason why you're not doing that. And that means they had to know who the guy was to come to that conclusion, if this guy is in fact of the political persuasion that he is. So in the course of that investigation, there's no leaks on that. You know what I mean? So then you're just left wondering, well, then how deep does this go with regards to the FBI and law enforcement and others being involved on January 6, 2021, and now they're getting people in the building, getting people scared outside the building, the gallows, all the other things. How deep does this go? And do we all just then shut up about it because they got the guy? Or do we look into the fact that if they always had this information and didn't do anything about it, that says a whole lot more than simply making an arrest today. So that's what I'm saying about it. All right, I got to take a quick break. But listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over at Emmons, it's winter. It is winter and it's here and it's going to be here till spring. I checked. So what you want to do is make sure your home is ready this winter by calling Emmons Roofing and Siding. That's what you want to do. Because from now until spring, we are in the midst of winter, and we could get snow and ice and very cold nights. How's your roof doing? How are your windows? How are your doors? How's the siding on your house? Look, Emmons is Owens Corning Platinum certified, which means you're going to have a lifetime warranty on the roof and a lifetime warranty on the workmanship, not just simply the materials, but the workmanship as well. The siding they use is made right in our area. Those roofing products, the Owens Corning shingles made in Kearney, New Jersey, Kearney, and the doors, the windows, American made. Emmons is my go-to contractor. They're going to make sure your home is secure. You'll have the protection. You'll have the peace of mind. You'll have everything you need to get through this winter. And how's that Jersey Shore house doing? Because you know winters are brutal down there. Have Emmons give a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you're going to have the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle, from my friends at Emmons. And they've done such great work for me over the years in two different houses, including replacing my roof in the first house. And they did such a great job. I said, you know what? Let's do the windows. Let's do the doors. And in our new house, they're doing work for me as well, because they also have a remodeling division. And they're going to remodel the kids' bathroom starting in January. So kitchen and bathroom remodelings, yes, Emmons does that as well. They're my go-to contractor and yours as well. Business and residential. That's right. They also have a commercial division. So trust my friend Matt Kelly and the entire team at Emmons Roofing. Go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So, Doc A on Twitter says, Rich, I've been trying to call your show for weeks, but no one answers the damn phone. Your volume is fine. Any recordings you play are barely audible. Fix it. Now, normally, Doc A, I would yell at Matt DeSantis, but I can't this week. So I'm just going to simply share that tweet. Like, I read tweets all day during the show. So,
wait, I'm confused. The clips over the air are... He's incapable of hearing.
I guess he says they're barely audible.
I have them maxed out on the board, like as high as I'm allowed to go.
Plus, there's like a mix down process that occurs even after we air it, where all the levels are supposed to even out, at least to some extent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. But I wonder. Is he listening on the radio, the app, or something else?
I don't know, Doc. Well, you could tell us if you'd answer the phone and screen his calls, but he says no one's answering the phone.
I don't even see anybody calling in. Yeah, there's nobody calling in right now. If he wants to call in, I'm here. The screener is up. I'm ready to go.
All right, 855-839-1210. That's not me being mean to Matt DeSantis, Linda. That's just simply a conversation. That's all that was. I was being very
nice.
Also,
can I point out that I believe it was Monday. I had several calls on hold, and you never went to any of them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? I probably didn't load the call screener.
Well, that's how's that my fault?
I didn't know. You didn't tell me.
You have the call screener, though. I didn't know that I needed to give you a heads up.
Yeah, because I didn't. In fact, let me load it right now. So this way, if anyone calls, I'll be able to take their call.
All right. So then there's two reasons we haven't taken any calls. One, I'm lazy. And two, Rich didn't have the screener. Hey, we have a call right now. I'll be right back.
We'll I didn't say you is. Were lazy. I didn't say that.
You insinuated.
Did not.
I do hate screening calls. I'm not even going to lie. All right. I'll be back in a second. I have to screen this call. I'm very busy, Rich. Stop harassing me.
What a baby.
I'm you screening said that. A call. I'm trying to screen a call here, guys.
You said that, not me. I didn't say that.
All right, hang on. I'll be back.
All right, go screen your call. Go ahead. I think he's doing a great job. Fantastic job. Oh, that's funny. You could hear him in the background.
Okay.
Look at that.
He's hard at work.
This is very impressive. I love it. It's great. Good stuff. No, I think somebody said on YouTube the clips sound low. Is that possible?
Maybe that's possible. Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. So do we have a call?
We do. We have Bill.
Bill wants to talk about the volume. Yes, hey, sir. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
When I'm driving home listening to you,
yeah.
When you play clips on your bits, the volume is down and they're mumbled.
The volume's so down and you're listening that. On the radio.
On the radio.
Now, why would that be? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
I don't know, Bill. Justin, what do you think? Any thoughts?
I mean, I have the volume mixer there's a dedicated screen to the volume mixer directly to the right of the board. So everything, I always try and have it at the same level every time that we play a clip. And it's always in the area that it needs to be. So I don't know if that's a receiver issue or if it's something else, but I try and keep everything consistent sound level wise.
Well, Bill, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
That, but that's how it comes through.
All right, we'll try to fix it. I appreciate you letting us know, Bill. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
I don't love your show.
You don't love it?
I do love it.
Oh, you do love it. Oh, thank you. That's very nice, Bill. Thank you. Got nervous for a second. Like, whoa. Man. Well, then, thanks, Bill. I appreciate that, buddy.
The guy answered the phone, so that part's incorrect.
Well, he just answered it because we guilted him into answering it, Bill. So.
All right. Have a great day, Rich.
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling. Linda is calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Linda.
Violi, you called me the wicked witch.
I just—I didn't say that.
And I hate to accuse the audience members, but now I think they're making things up to get Justin in trouble.
To get Justin in trouble? And, so now you're defending
Matt,
Justin
no,
and
no,
Matt?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I made a mistake. I meant Matt. And I get a do-over because you have not been nice to him all week. You've been sarcastic, and now I find out you're taking off tomorrow. I get a whole do-over, and I've been saving money, and I'm scrimping on Christmas presents. My family's not getting Christmas presents because I am saving up to donate to the next Travis Mannion because I'm going to get a month of Be Nice Didn't Matt DeSantis, and there's going to be no loopholes in the agreement.
Actually, there's going to be a glaring loophole. You just don't know about it yet, but don't worry when the time comes. Linda, I didn't realize it was you. It just said Linda in PA. I didn't say Linda Kearns. So it's great to hear from you.
You sound so enthusiastic.
Listen, we're going to do a whole Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week redux the week of the Grand Hotel live broadcast. How's that sound? This was a trial week. This was a trial run.
This sounds like you're trying to get out of it. I'm really disappointed. You're a disgrace. Justin's a disgrace. This whole thing is a real disappointment. And in the spirit of the Christmas season, I can't believe you just can't be nice to Matt.
Well, I am being I'm saying we're going to do. This was a trial run. This was a test run, and that's all this was. And then we're going to do the real operation the week of the Grand Hotel, the week of the 19th, wherever that week is.
Listen, right. Billy, let me talk business here.
Go ahead.
My client, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Matt was going to have me on tomorrow to talk about this, but now you're taking off, I hear. So my client, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, is offering a $5,000 reward for information on leading who knows about those threats that voters got in Montgomery County during the 2024 election. I think it was Montgomery County and Chester County. People with Trump signs on their lawns were getting letters threatening them if they voted for Trump. And we had been offering a $2,000 reward. Now we upped it to $5,000. So I wanted to get that out there and have the listeners go to publicinterestlegal.org to find out about it.
$5,000. That's a good chunk of change right there.
Rich, because these threats against voters have got to stop. So my client is really, putting its money where its mouth is on this. We're not just saying, it has to stop. There's no place for this. We're actually doing something about it.
I love it, Linda Kearns. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. Good work. Excellent.
And then I hope the winner then donates the money to the Travis Mannion Foundation so that they can also get another Be Nice to Matt week. So that's
I think that's a great idea. I really do. Because your generosity inspires all of us, Linda Kearns. It does.
See, now you're just trying to kiss off to me, and it's really hard to dial back after you call me the Wicked Witch of the East. I heard you.
I didn't. I don't know if that's accurate. I got to go back and listen. The volume was very low. Bill said it. The volume was very low.
No,
I think you might have misheard.
I
think your volume was low.
I think he's Now, I don't know, Bill, but I think he made all that up because he thought, oh, let me try to get Matt in trouble for the sound mixing.
Oh, don't now go after poor Bill. Bill loves the show. Bill's a great guy. He's listening. He's just listening on an old school radio. You know what I mean?
I think everyone's in on this because instead of spreading love and cheer, you're just spreading how to be nasty to people.
This is like, this is a bigger conspiracy theory than who killed Kennedy. You've got more people involved in this now than Roger Stone does.
Look, Feely, I didn't think that this was going to be such a big ask for you to just be a nice man for a week, but clearly you're incapable, and it's a disappointment. And Justin, I can't even tell you how disappointed I am in you.
Not surprised.
That's where it all stands.
You know, Linda, think about it this way. One day AI will come in here and be nice to Matt DeSantis. I will turn on my AI function and do it that way. Look at it that way. Look at it from that perspective, right?
There'll be an AI, Rich Seale. Come on, Rich. AI could never replace you.
Now, several people are saying that they did, in fact, hear me call you the Wicked Witch of the East. And Road Warrior saying, don't lie. Richard in Walla Walla, Washington said he heard it clear out there in Walla Walla, Washington. So apparently I did call you the Wicked Witch of the East. But that's a compliment. She was good. It was the Wicked Witch of the West that was bad. So I was giving you a compliment. So
you're not getting out of this. So I wouldn't even try. And the listeners know how much I helped President Trump last year. So they're not going to turn against me. So I think that you better be careful here, Rich.
I agree. And they shouldn't. They're on Team Linda Kearns. They're on Team Kearns. No doubt about it. So thank you for calling.
I record all of your Fox News hits, so I'm sitting here watching them all. So I got to get back to that because I like to watch them and then just really be inspired by all the things that you say. So, and I write down all the really important stuff you say, and I really think about it. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I really got to get back to that.
Well, listen, there'll be more Fox appearances coming up. Do you want me to promo them for you, or are you good? I went into my local hardware store today, and the owners were busting my chops about it, too. They were like, oh, so what's that network you're going to be on? And I'm like, uh-huh, you guys are funny, you know? So apparently it's a thing. But it's funny you do mention it, though, because yes. So I won't say what shows, all right? Deal?
No, the deal is be nice to Matt for the rest of today. If you're taking tomorrow off, I get another day, and I get a do-over because this is a disgrace. So that's where it all ends.
It was a trial balloon, Linda. It was a trial balloon. That's all it was.
I can't believe you need a practice on how to be nice to somebody. I'm going to have a meeting with Mama Zioli.
Thank you, Linda Kearns. Have a wonderful day. I've enjoyed this. Please call again.
Bye, Matt. And Justin, again, be afraid.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Oh, well, with that, gosh, I'll tell you what, in some of the comments on YouTube, no, I'm not going to be on Red Eye. I don't think that show's even on anymore, is it? I don't think so. Wicked Witch of the East, that was uncalled for. I agree. That was rude. Who said that? Did Matt say that? Why is DeSantis calling Linda the Wicked Witch of the East?
I would That's never terrible. Say such a thing.
We literally heard you say it like an hour ago.
All right. You're not going to gaslight me into this.
Going to try.
This is all Rich.
Gaslighting. Hey, why don't we give away tickets, shall we? Now that you're screening the calls?
Oh, man. I thought I was done screening calls.
Well, if we don't have to. You don't want to?
No, we can do it. I'll just suck it up.
Do we want to save it for the 5? Because we do have a lot of ads to get through.
Let's do that.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. And should I say, talk about, what do I got to do? I got to do Grand Hotel?
Talk about your love for oceanfront properties.
I do love the Grand Hotel very much. And we'll be back there December 19th for our next live show. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be great. I'd love for you to see us. And if you come in person, there'll be no volume issues because we make sure that all the people that are chit-chatting in the back, like Joe from Columbus, we tell them to zip it and be quiet because Joe and Kimmy in the back, you know what I mean? So I shouldn't have said that either. You know what? Dump that too. Why don't we just dump that?
Should just start the whole show over.
Just start over.
The opening monologue was good. We could just backtrack to like 3:30.
And the whole basically this whole show is a trial run for an actual radio show. No, but you can make lifetime memories at the Grand Hotel. And from now through December 18th, receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits, or you can gather the family and book a holiday season family splash package from December 21st through the 30th. Stay two nights, save 10% off. Three or four nights, save 15%. Five or more nights, save 20%. Breakfast is included in all the packages. Or ring in 2026 with a grand New Year's Eve celebration. Check out their website for full details. It's going to be a wonderful night, unforgettable evening, fifth floor penthouse ballroom overlooking the ocean, 5-hour premium open bar, hors d'oeuvres, a sensational surf and turf dinner, nonstop dancing, and a champagne toast at midnight. So book your holiday stay today at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You're going to love it there. It's beautiful. Christmas is a wonderful time to be in Cape May. And of course, our live show on December 19th is going to be a blast. All right. You're going to love it. So make sure you come out and join us for that. And mark your calendar for all these great things. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do it today. All right. 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Rachel Maddow is still pushing the Russia hoax. Yep, that's right. She's still pushing that. And wait till you hear what that idiot senator in Virginia, Mark Warner, had to say regarding the FBI gloating over finally arresting the Capitol pipe bomber, the January 5th pipe bomber. And let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Do they get the guy? Is there something about this that still stinks to you? Was it all the cover-up? And if so, don't you think we need to get more people arrested then who were involved in the cover-up? Give me your thoughts on that as the show goes on today. 855-839-1210. And Matt already had that Rachel Maddow cut. Matt, you are truly outstanding. I'll tell you that. Truly outstanding. I don't care what the Wicked Witch of the East says about you. She is wrong. I'd throw some water in her in a heartbeat if it were me. All right, I got to take a quick break because I went way late in that last segment. But don't worry. The gaslighting is just unbelievable. But don't worry. We got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.